Okay, today we're going to be continuing in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, and we're up to Mishnah Beis. So today we're going to be doing Mishnayos Beis and Gimel in the third parak of Maseches Brachos. So says the Mishnah Beis, Zok the Mishnah, Kavras HaMeis, if they bury the Meis, Chazru, so we're continuing to discuss Halachas of Kriyashma, but particularly this is picking up from where the last Mishnah left off, where we're talking about the Halachas of Kriyashma for those who are involved in a funeral procession. So if they already bury the Meis, so Chazru, and now they're going back from the burial, if they're able to begin and conclude the entire Kriyashma before they have to form the Shura. Shura means that in the for those who've ever been to those non-Kohanim who've ever been to a funeral, you need to line up, and then the Avelim walk through these two lines, and everyone at the same time says Hamakim Minachem Eschem to the Avelim. That's typical of many mitzvos, where you have two forms of a mitzvah. Sometimes you have a mitzvah which has one form that's a chovas hayachid that an individual is supposed to do, and then the mitzvah comes in another form that's a chovas hatzibur. So nicham avelim is such an example where each and every individual goes to a shiva house as in his menachem avel. But when there's a minion of people, we're omid b'shura, we make a row, a line, and we all are menachem avel together, and that's on behalf of the entire community. So it's a chovas hatzibur of nicham avelim. You have like that with other mitzvahs also, like tzedakah. Each and every person has an obligation to give tzedakah from their own funds, but in addition to that, each and every community has to have a proper tzedakah fund and has to have proper infrastructure to be able to provide for the poor, and that's a chovas hatzibur of tzedakah. So bottom line is, our Mishnah is telling us that if you bury the dead, and then you have the ability to say the entire kriyashma before returning to the shura, so good, yaschilu, then you should do so. Vim lav, and if you're not able to, lo yaschilu, then don't begin. Ha'omdim b'shura, and those who are standing in the row, as the Avelim are walking through, the people on the inside who are going to face the Avelim are pata from Kriyashma because they have to be Menachem Avel, and the people who are further on the outside are not going to have to be Menachem Avel. Now, what does it mean to begin and finish the whole Kriyashma? How much time do you already have before you line up? So the Bar Tanura writes, it means Parsha Achash Shel Kriyashma. It means just one Parsha of Kriyashma. And where did the Bar Tanura get it? So Tosiyantov tells us, that the Gemara is the one that said it. The Gemara said that even if it's only one parak or one pasuk, the time of the pasuk rishon mikri parsha, and because the first pasuk is referred to as a parsha. Why is it that if you're not able to complete the parsha of Kriyashma, then you shouldn't be in time to do the Nicham Avelim, then you shouldn't even start it? So, after all, one would imagine that Kriyashma is Daraisa, Nicham Avelim is only Darabanan. So says the Tos Yom Tov, a very great Chiddush. He says, who says Nicham Avelim is only Darabanan? He says, Nicham Avelim is also a mitzvah Daraisa, because Gemilas Chasadim is a mitzvah Daraisa. V'odat Alem is HaDerech. So Gemilas Chasadim, the Gemara Darshan, the Maseches Babakam and Babmetzia, that's a reference to Gemilas Chasadim. And someone who's osik in one mitzvah, Dal Raisa is part from another mitzvah, Dal Raisa. So a person is osik in the Gemilas Chasadim of Nicham Avelim, so he's part from the mitzvah Dal Raisa of Kriyashma. Mishnah Gimel, says the Mishnah, Nashim Ba'avadim U'Ketanim, Pturim U'Kriyashma Min HaTfilin, Nashim Ba'avadim and Ketanim, women and slaves, and Ketanim and children, are all part from Kriyashma and from Tfilin, and the Bar Tanura points out, even a Katan that's Higia L'Chinuch, the father doesn't have to be mechanichim in Kriyashma because he's not always together with the child at the Zman of Kriyashma, nor does he have to be mechanichim in Tefillin because a Stam Katan is not able to be Shomer the Tefillin, meaning the halacha is that normally we assume that there's a rough age of chinuch for most mitzvahs. Let's say 7 or 8 years old, most mitzvahs a child is old enough to perform. But the precise age of chinuch is different from one mitzvah to the next. And normally, the obligation of chinuch is when the child is able to do the mitzvah bishlei musa, when the child is of an age where he's able to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. So when is a child able to do the mitzvah of tefillin bishlei musa? So the Gemara tells us in the Sechah Sukkah, And elsewhere, that katan yodea lishmar tefillah is chayiv in tefillin. Only if a katan knows how to guard his tefillin properly and make sure to behave properly in the tefillin and not to be passing gas or having other bodily functions in his tefillin, only then is he chayiv, is there a chayiv chinuch in tefillin. That's why you may note that when do we typically put on tefillin? We typically put on tefillin just shortly before our bar mitzvah, way after we're doing all other mitzvahs, because the assumption is that we're not ready for tefillin at that time. I actually wrote a whole chapter about this in my first sefer, Hakona Olam Chelak Aleph, about the chiv of chinuch for a katan and tefillin. I think Moreno Rav Shechter Shlita once mentioned to me that he started putting on tefillin a couple of years before his bar mitzvah, because his father trusted that he was yodea lishmor tefillav already at that point. It happens to be that the Gemara says one thing about when you should put on tefillin, Shulchan Aruch says something else, and we typically do something else entirely. The Gemara says that it's when yodea lishmor tefillav, which means that if you're a 9-year-old and you know and you can be trusted, then you should put on tefillin. Shulchan Aruch says on the day of your bar mitzvah, that's when you should put on tefillin, not a day before, only on the day of your bar mitzvah. Our common practice is neither. I think it's almost totally unique that you have such an example where the Gemara says one thing, Shulchan Aruch says something else, and the common practice is a third thing entirely. It's something else entirely. But that's what the Mishnah is referring to, that a katan is potter even from tefillin, even though the katan is at the age of chinuch, because we assume that that the typical katan is not able to be shomer the tefillin properly. So he's potter from Kriya Shema because the father's not often with him at the time of Kriya Shema, and he's potter from tefillin because he's not able to be shomer the tefillin. The chayavin b'tefillah, but he's obligated in tefillah because tefillah is rachamim, and everybody needs tefillah. Everybody needs rachamei shemayim, whether you're an isha, an eved, or a katan. In fact, there's one tshuva in Igros Moshe where Rav Moshe Feinstein argues that even a nachri, even a non-Jew, is chayiv in tefillah. I, Rav Moshe, says, you're going to tell me it's not one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, so how can you say that even a non-Jew is chayiv in tefillah? So Rav Moshe says, what are you talking about? Of course it's one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Emunah B'Hashem is one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And part of Emunah B'Hashem is davening to Hashem. A person doesn't daven, it means that they lack Emunah. And what else is he chayiv in? Ubi mezuzah, he's chayiv in mezuzah as well. Ubi birchas hamazon, and birchas hamazon, he being all of them, being Noshim, Avadim, and Ketanim, are chayiv in all of these things. Why would I think that they'd be potter from mezuzah? So the Bar Tanur explains, because the women are potter from Talmud Torah. So I would imagine that mezuzah is compared to Talmud Torah, because it says that v'limadam osam es b'nechem, and we dash b'nechem v'lo b'noseichem. So you would think that the mezuzah is the same, that women would be potter from mezuzah. So that's why the Gemara tells us that mezuzah provides a certain level of protection. It's the man yirbu yumechem, it's that you'll live a long life. And what, you think anoshim b'yichai, noshim lo b'yichai? You think only men want to live a long life and not women? Women also want to live a long life. So they're chayiv in mezuzah. What about when it comes to birchas hamazon? So that's a shaila, whether women are chayiv in birchas hamazon on a daraisa level or only drabanan. Maybe they're not chayiv daraisa because the in birchas hamazon we thank Hashem ala aretz tova shanasalach, and the aretz, the Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, was not given to Nekevos, was only given to Zecharim. So maybe that's why women would be potter. Or maybe no, maybe it's a mitzvah, say shalovas man grama, it's not a time-bound mitzvah, and therefore women should be obligated in Birchas Hamazon. In fact, if you look in the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side of the page, in the classic editions of the Yachin Boaz Mishnayos, he writes that the Tosfos Kasvu, Mishum Delesnu lo bebris v'lo betorah, that women are not included in bris, which we mentioned in Birchas Hamazon, nor in Torah, in Talmud Torah. V'armini lekaman daf memtaz, mishalo amar bris v'torah Birchas Hamazon lo yatzi dechavaso. And if you skip those themes in benching, you're not yotze the mitzvah of benching. So says Rabbi Kiveger, ben kach koshali. The besugin parchin on Birchas Hamazon pshita. The Gemara asks, isn't it obvious that women are chayiv in Birchas Hamazon umeshani? And the Gemara answers, ma'al detema kivin dechsev v'lechem babokar lasova kivin seishazman gramadami. That the havamina to say that they'd be potter is because since meal times tend to be around the same time every day, so I may think that it has the status of a mitzvah seishas man grama. So kamash malan, that no, it's not really a mitzvah seishas man grama just because you happen to eat the same time every day. So says Rabbi Kiveger, I don't understand. Veich shayich lemifrach pshita. How can you say that it's so obvious that women are chayiv in birchas hamazon mimanavshach? If you say that only chayiv midrabanan, so the pshita. That you do need to tell me that they're chayiv, that the rabbanon were mechayiv them, and if you say they're chayiv midrabanan,
midaraisa, that itself is a great chiddush, that they're not pater based on the fact that that they don't get a chelik ba'aretz, or that they're not in bris and tara.
I would have assumed that they are pater. Either way, it's just strange that the Gemara would say pshita. That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, that the Gemara asks on this halacha that women are chayiv in brichas hamazon. The Gemara asks pshita. So leaving aside whatever the Gemara's answer is, that you would have assumed it's a mistake, shasman grammar or whatever. How can you say it's pshita? It's far from pshita. Whether you hold women are chayiv d'oraisa or d'rabanan, it's not pshita at all. So that's how Rabbi Kiveger leaves that as a kasha. So again, bottom line is we learned two mishnayos today. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, we learned that only if the people at the Levaya have time to say Kriyat Shema before they do the public Nicham Avelim, should they do so. Otherwise, the Nicham Avelim is going to beat out the consideration of Kriyat Shema. And then the second thing we learned is that Nashim Avadim and Katanim are pater from Kriyat Shema and Tefillin, but they're Chayiv in Tefillah, and they're Chayiv in Mezuzah, and they're Chayiv in Birchas HaMazon. So, Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.